This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi everyone, welcome to Betch Laughed. I'm Aileen.
I'm Samantha.
And we have an amazing guest today. Cue bachelor music. Is there bachelor music?
No.
Fine, cue the roses.
There's just like
the roses.
Nice little violin interlude.
Yeah. We have Olivia.
Olivia.
From what season?
Ben's. I will say, though, there was an Olivia last night. I was the first ever Olivia. And then there was Olivia
really?
On the first episode of next season. But she went home the first night, so I'm still the queen of
I don't
Olivia.
Even remember her.
Yeah.
You're the only Olivia.
Yeah, I'm the only one. I'm still queen, so yes. People still might know Olivia just by itself.
I think they do. Yeah. For sure. Ben was just last year.
It was.
But
it feels like
still
so long Lauren. Ago.
I feel like an entirely different, like my life is in such
it's a different
place now.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, wait, did that really happen?
It did. Do you still want to do news anchoring?
No. I don't miss anchoring. For me, it's just I was working so much and I was making no money. I lived in a really small town.
Yeah.
For a while it was fun, but I feel like there are more opportunities that I would like to I would love to do like a Today Show host kind of thing. I need to show my personality more.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let's start here.
Let's start
right now. Who wants to get to talking?
Yeah. Wait,
okay.
So what did
let's
you
talk
think?
About last
yeah,
night.
Last night's obviously The Bachelor. Everyone knows that we love The Bachelor. We've been talking about The Bachelor.
We've been recapping it since 2011.
Like, yes.
Wow.
Honestly.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And now we have, she goes full circle, we have Olivia here.
The pro.
Sitting, which is amazing for
it's
us,
crazy,
honestly.
Yeah.
It's crazy for us. So what did you think of last night?
Honestly, I was kind of bored.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
fair enough.
There wasn't like many fireworks. It was sweet, I guess. But if I'm watching reality TV, I want it to be like entertaining.
Right.
I was kind of sleepy.
The thing that actually made me laugh out loud was the shark thing.
Oh, that was so funny.
That was surprisingly hysterical. Like the way that, so to get into producer's class, I might as well just do it now.
Do it.
Make
her do that?
No, I mean, like, for example, my friend Izzy, who showed up in a onesie, that was her request. So
okay.
I'm not sure if she said, I want to wear a shark suit. But there is, like, prodding by the producers to say, oh, it might be cool. We have this shark suit. Who wants to wear it?
Right.
And this girl was like, this will make me stand out. And obviously it worked. So,
yeah.
For
what
sure.
made you want to go on The Bachelor? Just like
me?
Weird. Yeah.
I didn't want to go. I was working full time.
Yeah.
My mom and my sister went like not behind my back, but they kind of were conspiring together.
Right.
Castings was already over, and they sent in a video of it was my sister talking for 2 minutes. My voice was never even in it.
Really?
It was just pictures of me, and they overnighted it to The Bachelor. And the next day, they called me, and I was working, and I was like, "This must be a joke. I didn't audition for this or anything." And a week later, we started filming.
Down.
So most people cast for months. Mine was just a couple days.
Right.
Wow. Did you watch it for?
Oh, I've watched it my whole life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was.
We had
in
a, like
for.
A girl who like sent in her audition tape to for us to forward. To
no
Elon.
Way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And we were like, no,
we have nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with my tape.
Yeah.
I kind of want to post it because my sister was so cute. I figured they would pick her over me because she's so beautiful and she's talking. And I was like, they might call and just say, Paige. We want you. Screw your sister.
But it was you.
It was me
it was
though.
Meant to be.
Unfortunately.
Wait, so what do you think? What do you think of Nick? What do you think of the girls?
I mean,
Let's
I don't I've never
right
met Nick,
it.
So it's really hard for me to say like, "Oh, I don't know if he's going to find love. I hope he does cuz god, I mean, he can't go on for a fifth time. That's embarrassing."
That would be so bad.
But the girls I thought were I had like a several favorites, which is rare for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remembered like more than 5 names. So I think that's a really positive thing.
Same.
Right. We're moving in a good direction.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm ready. The first episode to me is always kind of like a sleeper. They're introducing everyone. I want to get to like the nitty gritty.
I want them to like.
I want someone to like
get crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the shark was
shark
pretty
was
hammered.
But she wasn't
like making.
She wasn't
a
fool.
Yeah, she wasn't a fool.
No, it's like, because she was wearing the shark costume and it was funny.
Or it was like she was such a fool that she like embraced it that it almost wasn't even foolish anymore.
Yeah.
The best was when she was just like the shark costume would go over her face and she's like, wait, I have to see.
Someone tweeted like, Olivia, you have to say if it's a shark or a dolphin. And I was like, oh my God, I thought it was a goldfish this whole time. Like what? I was wrong too. She was funny. That was a good standout
moment. I feel
she
like genuinely she does love dolphins.
Oh, totally. totally. Yeah. But like statistically speaking, the costume like never works out for more than like 2 episodes.
Right.
So
right.
The vibes are not great for her.
But she may be able to get a lot of Instagram endorsements
from being known as Shark Girl.
There are so many dolphin companies just waiting to endorse.
Yes, SeaWorld is like ready. Oh,
I feel like that shark costume like got a lot of sales. It had to have.
Where are they selling it?
Because if it were Halloween in the week, you'd see a lot of
all my friends wore onesies last night while watching, and I was secretly thinking, God, I wish I was wearing that shark suit. Like, that would be so much. I was wearing a unicorn suit, so it was like a little
dime. Fine. You know. That's okay.
It was great.
Is there a therapist on site? Like, do they help you?
Yeah. So you, when you're auditioning, or not auditioning, but going through the show, you have to talk to a psychologist for like 2 hours and take a test just to make sure, like, I'm assuming you're crazy, but like not that crazy. You know what I mean?
Not like mentally
like,
ill.
Like, oh, she could really make a really horrible character, but we don't actually want her to like jump off a building. You know what I mean?
Do you think that they get like the therapist's input? Like, do you think there's actually confidentiality or they get the input?
I mean, look, like there's a sheet of paper and it says like, what's your biggest fear, right? You put heights, guarantee your first date you're going to skydiving.
Right.
It's used like everything you need to make good TV. So like you tell That's the therapist, so I don't know this for sure, but I always felt like I wasn't comfortable saying anything because you never know where it was going.
Right.
And I felt like everything was being used against me. But there is a therapist. Was it obvious that everything was being used against me? But yeah, and then as you're traveling, she's with you, and like you're not allowed to have your medications to yourself. She has to.
This is just like unreal.
Yeah, she has to administer your medications to you. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so you see her.
So you can't like take a lot of Adderall?
Like if I wanted, I was so bored and I just wanted to take 10 Adderalls. Like it's not possible. Wow. Not without the
But like could she like fuck with the medication?
No, it was all illegal. I don't think so. I don't think they would like try to kill you, but they want you to like feel like, like the whole time, like I'm miserable. But yeah, but it's okay. You have your pills, so you're like okay.
They're like okay. Go do something crazy, and then we'll give you
yeah.
Your
like
Xanax.
We'll give you 5 shots. Here's your Xanax. Now go do an interview.
How much drinking is there?
I didn't drink on my season. This is something
because
I
were afraid to.
No, it just I was literally there to hopefully find my husband, and I was like, I'm spending maybe 2 minutes with him every day, and I do want to be sober when I'm spending those 2 minutes with him. So I didn't. Right. I'm not a big drinker, but it is readily available at all times. If you want it, it's there. Right. You go in the limo. There's vodka, champagne, wine everywhere, and it was consumed a lot.
Really
I just
fun.
Said no, and there was never anyone saying like you have to drink. That is one thing I will say.
What's the schedule like day to day? Like, what do you like? What does everyone do all day? Like, if you see the Bachelor,
do you call him the Bachelor?
The Bachelor. Where is he? No, we don't call him the Bachelor. So the weird thing for me that was interesting was when they're saying like this is week 2, the weeks are only 4 days long. So it goes one on one, group date. Rose ceremony, one-on-one, group date. There's no
There's two group dates.
Well, like at the beginning when there's 100,000 people, it's usually like one-on-one and then two group dates full of like 9 people. Right. But then as it goes down, like it might be one-on-one, group date, one-on-one. But everything is one day, and like there's no – we had one dark day, which is like – you know,
do nothing.
What do you do on the nothing
we
day?
We did – oh, my God. We played – I was telling my sister this. I ruined Cards Against Humanity. I've memorized every card, so I can't play the game until they put out new cards. We painted our nails. We talked.
Oh my God. That sounds awful.
It was so boring. I literally thought I was going to die.
Right,
and
you know, text people.
And that's where I got caught was I was like, well, I'm so bored, so I might as well go in an interview room and like, you know,
talk shit.
Joke. Well, not even that. I really didn't talk much shit. I was just like, there's one scene of me sniffing a rose saying, shit's fresh.
Yeah.
That was me quoting Bridesmaids where she's like drinking the lemonade. She's like, God damn it, this lemonade's fresh.
Yeah.
That's why, like, so I would go in and be like, well, let's fart around. Let's make little jokes. And then I didn't know that you could put dun 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 in the background.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I look like a psychopath.
That's nuts. They turn it into
so
anything.
You just go in the interview thing like whenever you want and like decide. Like, so like last night, that girl, Christina, whatever, was just hysterically crying about not getting in. And then they pan it to her like freaking out.
Well, like they know what's happening. So for example, like if there's ever an emotional moment, you're guaranteed to be pulled by a producer right away because you're at your rawest emotion.
Yeah.
And like,
what if you're like, okay, I'm emotional like here, but like, I'm not going to be emotional in this interview because I know you're just going to.
Well, that might happen. I wish I would have known that. I mean, I thought like, because, you know, they introduce these one-on-one moments for like as therapy, like your producer is here to like talk through
things
with you.
Is the psychologist there?
No. It's just you. Like every producer has like four people. And so they get to know these four people really well, and you start to feel comfortable telling people like your deepest, darkest fears and your feelings.
Yeah.
And like, oh, damn it. I wish I would have just kept some stuff to myself. That's a lesson that I learned.
What are the producers like? Are they like manipulative psycho bitches?
You don't know they are, though. Like at the time, they're pretending to be your friend. You know, they're pretending to like care.
Wow.
And yeah. And then like,
do you talk to any of them anymore?
No.
Okay.
Because you were pissed about how it
I mean, out. I don't talk to my personal producer. God, okay. No. I haven't talked. I will never speak to her ever again.
Wow.
I've heard from a couple of the bigger, like the higher-ups, you know, wanting me to do more shows. But I've never – I would never reach out
to
anyone.
Did they ask you to go on Paradise?
Of course they did.
You were just like, fuck no.
Well, the first time I was like,
probably
no.
A smart decision. But
it was just for me, I was like, I will never give you people another opportunity to fuck me over.
Yeah.
Like, what's that saying? Screw me once, shame on you. Screw me twice, shame on me.
Well, whatever. Nick has already given them four.
Yeah. Well, what's the likelihood that they're going to bring me on Paradise and like, let me be myself?
Right.
Like everyone knows Olivia, the one that we made into this psychopath. So why would I randomly walk into Paradise and all of a sudden people are like, I love you. You're so sweet. Let's find love. So it's something that like I've thought about. I would love to do other shows where I have the opportunity to be myself and to be a fun character because I am a fun person, but I don't want to be manipulated again. Yeah. And I don't want my words to just be
start your
twisted.
Own show.
Trust me, it's in the works. We're talking about things.
Smart.
So did you actually like Ben?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he could ever like keep up with my personality. Like, I think I was just,
I'm that.
Too big of a character in my normal life. But he was sweet, great looking, tall, which is hard to find.
Yeah, he's good looking.
He doesn't
wears
appear
a lot of
tees.
Tall.
He's like 6'4".
Yeah, he's
really
he's
tall.
Gigantor.
He's really tall, which I'm a tall girl. So I'm like, can someone give me a tall guy here? And it was him. He was a very sweet guy, but the day I went home, I was like, okay, whatever.
That's so interesting because they like, I don't know. How much time did you realistically like spend with him?
I spent like 2 hours with him.
Total.
That's amazing.
I feel like I watched you spend weeks with him.
I literally spent 2 hours
with him. The best, like this happened to you, is when they like, when they send somebody home, but they leave them stranded and you're just like,
oh my God. And that was I use that scene.
That's
to be
funniest.
Self-deprecating, I will use that for, like, people tweeted me last night, like, are you still on the island? I'm like, I tweeted this guy, and I was like, yeah, I am, actually, can I DM you my coordinates, and you can come save me?
You just do that, like, you just know when it's going to happen to someone.
Literally, like, I was on the island for 2 minutes, and then my boat pulled up,
seem like you're
there.
They
put the helicopter above, like, there were producers on the rocks with me, I was not alone.
Right, that's what, like, people, I feel like, always forget, they're like they're not
you're just
like
alone.
Watching this random person like
no
there's I'm a cameraman probably with
there was a
else
cameraman like right in front of me and I remember I like they dubbed me in crying I was just standing there freezing cold like get me off this island
oh right they
noticed
do
the
dub-
point of me crying it was the helicopter above aka you can't even see Olivia's face so you don't even know that she's literally like flicking off the everyone saying get me out of here I'm freezing cold.
I can like picture it in my head
oh my god I was so cold I was just like just get me out of here I'm over this take me
that's
home
so
wait
funny.
so speaking of like the villainization and like the editing
we got a lot of questions about
I always wonder about this like when I'm watching people like okay let's talk about Corinne or any villain of any show.
There's a lot of
how do they like do that
Courtney
you know,
it's it was, really anyone unfortunately anyone with a big personality you're basically done for like Corinne is someone who looks like you have a big personality if you're honest if you're blunt if you're sarcastic like half the stuff I said was just complete sarcasm with horrible music behind it you know if you're sweet and you're very kind and gentle like you're gonna get a pretty good edit if you're like me and you're blah, 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 and you're fun and you don't care what anyone thinks you're going to get screwed, you know, and And it's very easy. Like, it, music is, I wish people could watch The Bachelor without music behind it.
Oh, yeah. Like, that would like be last so night, amazing. Like, you kind of know who they want to based on the music. Keep going and who will make it to, like, top six.
Like, the neonatal nurse had, like, she had the sweet music behind it. Beautiful maternal tunes.
But, imagine
but most people, that's subconscious.
Oh, of course. People think this is live. People are like, why did you say that to Ben? And I'm like, you do realize this happened 6 months ago, like 100 years ago. But yeah, I mean, I wish people could watch a couple of my quotes without music behind it.
Yeah.
It's just me talking. But then you put in the background and they're like, oh shit, she cray.
It'd be funny to watch, like, with, like, sitcom you music.
Oh, my God. Like, the claps. Laugh track.
Or, like, Larry David.
We should make a video of that.
Yeah, but it's very easy to make a villain. And there is always one, sometimes multiple. I mean, my season had, like, two or three-ish villains. I'd say I was, like, the major one. But there were other ones kind of off of it. But every season needs one. It's the same shit, different person. Really, when you look at it, it's all the same.
Like, in The House, were you actually, like, ostracized or hated by the actual girls? Or was it more just that they were able to pick out, like, an hour's worth of arguments and, like, fights?
No one ever argued. Like, I never argued with anyone. The one fight that I got in with Amanda, I apologized to her profusely within minutes.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
But literally, like, I sat down with her for 10 minutes and apologized. 10 minutes. In front of everyone.
What do you,
like,
think her relationship with Josh was?
It's over.
I know it's over, but, like, did you think that was, like, real?
I didn't watch Paradise, so I didn't, like, people ask me about that when I go live, and I'm like, just respect their privacy, because I honestly have no idea, but it's not easy. I can't imagine doing this in public. But what was I saying? So it really, I was shocked when I watched the show air, because I had no idea anyone was saying the horrible things they were saying about me behind my back. I had no idea. No one said anything to my face. I never had any arguments with anyone. I was just minding my own business, and I felt a lot like I was in middle school again, where you walk in a room and everyone's talking, and then they see you and they're quiet.
But did you think that they're, like, they also are aware that this is a TV show?
I don't think so. Honestly, it's such a mind fuck that I think you just think it's
you
life.
You think you're in, like,
it's
a high school.
But it's also, like, okay, if you spend 2 months in a house with anyone, you're going to have times where you're pissed at every single person. And it's just a question of, like,
everyone.
Right. Like, at least once you would say one bad thing about every single person. So it's just basically, like, they pick out probably the bad thing that everyone said about you and then air those.
And a lot of it, like, I'm sure, you know, like one of the twins, I don't know, holding a knife saying, I want to kill her. Like, that was probably a producer saying, here's a knife, say something. You know what I mean? Like,
and they go.
And it just, like, pissed me off. There were scenes where the twins would have Emily, I think, at the end with me, had a cell phone to Skype Haley to complain about me. You don't get your phones. Right. So that was a producer saying, oh, this will be good. You know, there's not a whole lot of footage of Olivia actually being a bitch, but we're going to have you on the phone talking about how much of a bitch she is so that it, like, looks like she's, I never did shit. I didn't do anything.
Honestly, I don't even remember that Emily, the twins, were on your season. Like, I remember them separately.
I remember them from Paradise. In my head. Yeah.
Yeah. Once you've done it one show and you've gone on to another one, it's like, what was that?
Everybody forgets everything immediately. Yeah. Like, you've rejuvenated yourself.
For sure.
You know, that's the right word.
It's just crazy that they take, like, 2 months of, like, 24 hours of filming and they are able to turn it into probably what, like,
any TV
show. 20 like six, hours of
like
TV.
They would literally film me eating French fries.
So that they could have that.
What are you trying to get here? Like, what do you get?
They're trying to get, like, something that just in case they want to use it.
Well,
like,
they should. I think they probably knew that I didn't know I do this, but they were probably. I did the mouth or something while I was eating, so they wanted more footage of me with my big mouth.
Did you know that you had that
No,
laugh?
No, literally, that's just me.
No, but did you know that you have that laugh? Like, the funny laugh?
No.
Like, that's great.
I'm very expressive. Yeah. I open my mouth a lot, I guess. I didn't know that. But they
but
saw it.
But now you
don't
seem to be, like, it's like, it's so unremarkable. Like, anything I mean, that you're doing, they would turn it
into. It's a mouth. Yeah. Everyone has a big mouth. Like, people ask me to take the mouth pic, and then they show it to me, and I'm like, your mouth is just as big as mine is. Like, what the? I think they edited it to go down or something, because I don't look any different than anyone else.
Right. I kind of agree.
I don't have, like, an extending jaw or anything like that, but looks
I don't
like
know.
It. You know,
it's really crazy.
For great TV, though.
They knew you would make great TV.
So I hear.
So they
Yeah. So, but like, look at you. You're sitting like here. You're doing like a great job to Distractify. Like, thanks. You're doing like, you want your own new show. So, like, it worked out for the best.
Yeah. I mean, I went back to work. My life is boring. Like, I don't, you know, I don't do endorsements online or I just work. Yeah.
It's
crazy. My life is normal.
How that show can change people's lives.
Tea?
No, the only one I do, I already used. So, I reached out to them and said, can I promote for you guys just because I already use you? The only other thing I've ever done was, I got a free mattress, but Casper? They didn't pay me. Helix.
Oh, Helix.
But I got a mat. They didn't pay me, but I just said, I'll post a picture if you give me a mattress. Because when I just moved to New York, I didn't have one.
Yeah,
and they did.
Well, that's you have to hit up every company and do
By
it.
The way, it's a great mattress, you guys. I sleep real well.
She didn't get paid. Remember?
No, I didn't. She did. Bummer. No. I feel bad. I have to hashtag not an ad. Because everything is an ad nowadays.
It's true. That's you can't just get something and like it.
No. Everything is like, look at these earrings. And I'm like, oh, God. I can't handle
I don't
this.
Know if I should look.
I can't. Should I look these up? How much are they? Anyway.
All right. Well, should we move on? Should we do a Dear Betch, answer some questions?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that would be fun.
Okay.
This is fun.
Let's do it.
So we do this thing called, we call
Dear
to
Betch.
Actions, a Dear Betch.
Dear
but we're
Betch.
Doing Slayer Pay for the next few months. Okay. It's basically like women's empowerment in
I
the
love
career
it. Let's do it.
Field. We're asking women to ask
women.
For a raise, women, females. So, and we call it Slayer Pay.
And as part of the campaign, we're basically, we used to just answer pretty much relationship or like friend questions.
I don't know if I should answer those.
But now we've started answering questions for girls asking for career advice. We've had some really interesting ones.
Let's do it. I love this.
You want to read it?
Who's first?
I can't find it.
I'll read it. Okay. Dear Betch, love the Slayer Pay campaign. It's awesome to see women like you who so many people follow trying to make a difference. Oh, thank you. That's so nice. That's just like the rules of feminism. Great.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, I'm a senior in college marketing major who's about to start interviewing for real world jobs. What's your advice on salary negotiations for initial job offers? Oh, the thought of even making a counter offer is terrifying to me, and I feel like I'm probably not alone in that. How does one go about making a counter offer, and how much should I increase by? Would love any advice on the topic. Love the podcast, everything you guys do. Love, Timid Betch. Okay.
Okay, so it totally kind of depends on what the job is, and what the salary is.
Give us some more context. I know we say keep the email short, but
I mean, I would say maybe it might be a good idea to just say, like, as a rule, 10% increase up. Mm-hmm. I know it's really intimidating to ask for an offer, but if they offered you the job, you should negotiate. Men negotiate all the time, and this is like, it seems really difficult, and all important things are difficult.
Of course. That's so true. That's really true. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think you just kind of have to go for it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Obviously, you're going to be afraid, but just try your best not to be.
Yeah.
Just go in there with as much confidence as you can, and
Everything is a negotiation. People are, like, trying to see how cheap they can get you no matter what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So, like, ask for more. If they say no, they're not going to take your job away. They're going to give you your initial offer. They'll say no, or they'll be like, okay, how about 5%? You'll be like, okay, how about 7? And then
I think that there's, like, a way to frame this where it's saying, like, where you're kind of showing them, like, I am willing to advocate for myself and I'll use those skills to advocate for your company and get you the best deals or the best whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So. I agree with all of those sentiments.
Yay.
Okay, great. Let's do another
one. Should we do another question?
Yeah. This one is not about Slayer Pay, but Dear Betches, oh my God, it's all these compliments. I love it. You three rock. Olivia too. And are the baddest chicks I know. Thanks. Now let's get to the point because I know you guys want that and I need help ASAP. I have a friend who is a seriously desperate and delusional betch. She tells lies every single minute, but I get it. No one wants their life to totally suck. The problem I have is when it comes to guys, she turns into a needy, desperate, lost puppy, and it's seriously annoying and not cute. She will defend their weird ass. Most of them are weird AF. She will do anything to have someone, even if he is a scumbag. How do I help her? I don't want to roll with the betch who doesn't think she's an independent, strong betch. Sincerely, close to losing her cool betch.
Okay.
Take a shot every time someone says betch.
Oh, man.
It sounds like, as much as you want to help your friend, I'm not even sure if you like your friend that much.
I know. Maybe she's not really. Maybe this is a separate issue that you should just not be friends anymore.
Right. But secondly, I kind of don't think that that you can do anything about this because
I agree.
The girl needs therapy and she's good.
I have a perfect example. My best friend started dating this guy and I met him and immediately hated him. I thought he was the worst guy ever. And I told her,
yeah,
knowing she wasn't going to listen. And I was like, okay, this is the crossroads. I'm either going to keep telling her I hate him or I'm just going to let her figure it out.
Right.
A month later, they're broken up. Like, I feel like the best option here is to just let her figure it out on her own.
Right.
Totally.
And if she doesn't figure it out, then that's when you should maybe start, like, distancing yourself from that.
Yeah, right. I agree. I mean, sometimes that can, like, sometimes the girl will continue to, like, spiral down this bad relationship. And then eventually she will end up figuring it out, like, even if it's in a month or, like, a year or something.
It's taken me 1 year. Trust me. My friends are like, literally, I hate you. It's been a year of me telling you. But I'm like, I have to learn the hard way. You learn by doing.
Yeah, right. It's true.
And if she's really, like, this delusional, desperate person, like, she's going to have to just learn to come out of that herself.
Her delusions.
Even if you told her exactly what you thought, mm-hmm. it probably wouldn't be effective, and it would only make her hate you.
Totally.
And it will lead to more problems. So just, like, try to ignore it. Like, who cares? Yeah. Don't let it affect your... I would say the best advice is to not let it affect you as much as it affects
you. It just doesn't make sense that
you
can change the mind of someone who's delusional. They're delusional for a reason. Like, they mm-hmm. can't just suddenly become self-aware because you said so.
You don't undelusional yourself. Right.
Yeah. Like... Right. That you can't exactly. just bring them back to earth. They'll bring them back to, like, themselves back to earth when they like, realize that guy's not your boyfriend.
Plus, if she's needy, she probably just wants you to care. So if you act like you don't care, that's, like, the reverse psychology shit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just try to...
I did so much talking on The Bachelor with my therapist that I might as well change professions.
Yeah. Maybe we should administer this girl some Xanax one at a time.
And alcohol at the same time.
Do we think we're being delusional about JoJo and... what's his name? Jordan's relationship.
Like, I love them so much.
Do you think they're actually...
They're amazing.
You met... Like, mm-hmm. they're together for sure.
They're
it's
amazing.
Not like...
Yeah.
Okay.
I've met them too. They seemed like they liked each other.
They are one of those couples that, like, my sister and her boyfriend are the same
way.
They're hard to be around because I'm literally like, you make me feel so pathetic about my dating life.
So
they seemed way less like actually like they liked each other on the show. But now that I think about it, it's like, yeah, because the show is a fake
because
reality.
They knew each other from maybe a whole day.
Yeah.
Right. So right. And then they actually like each other now that they're like
they're
truly dating.
They're so happy. He's great because I could be my sarcastic, sassy self, and he totally was like swinging the punch. I like loved it. He was throwing it back at me.
Yeah.
He's great. They're so cute together.
Good. I'm glad
so
they're
happy.
Together.
So happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Who is really double question? Who's your favorite bachelor of all time?
Oh, man.
And if you could date anyone in the franchise, who would it be?
Oh, man. My favorite bachelor of all time is probably. Oh, God. I really liked Bob Guinea.
Who was that?
He was like one of the
Bob
first
Barker.
Bachelors. I really liked Brad Womack.
I he was on felt twice, like you right? were going to say that.
Yeah,
so weird.
I liked Brad Womack.
How old is he now?
He's old.
Is he single? Yeah.
I don't know. He lives in Austin. I've
really?
Been to a lot of his bars. I've never seen him, though.
Wait, he's the one that's on was
well,
on
Brad.
Twice,
he was on it twice,
right?
And
Emily.
Everyone hated him because he dumped both at the end, which is so dumb. Like, how dare you not to propose to either girl and you didn't like them?
Yeah. Oh, where's
how
Pablo?
Dare you?
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
He should consider.
Would I date anyone in the franchise?
Contestant or Bachelor?
He's a good friend of mine, but I think James Taylor is awesome, and
we're
good
friends.
Oh,
he was the nice one. He was the good guy.
Yeah, we're good friends.
That's good.
I don't think we would ever actually date, but I would date him. He's really sweet and kind, and he doesn't play into. He's just he could serenade me before bed. No, I like him. I would date him.
Awesome. I like James Taylor.
Yeah, I liked him too. They had some good people on,
but the reason why those good people don't like. Become mm-hmm.
because they weren't dramatic
people.
Enough.
Yeah, like, I mean, him and I edit. Like FaceTime and we talk about like nothing, and we're super normal. And he's awesome. He's a really, really good friend
because they don't give like them the chance to edit them.
Right,
normal doesn't bring the ratings.
It doesn't. That's why
sarcasm.
I'm here.
Well, sarcasm brings. Well,
yeah,
we
sarcasm
would never
brings.
Be good at
we would be so bad.
You guys
and they
would
make
suck
us look like
at the
idiots.
Bachelor.
Yes.
Just saying.
I
don't ever
hate it.
Don't
know.
Ever get that idea.
No, reality TV. Stay away.
I want it, but not
right.
in that franchise.
You like want it, but then it's like you give up so much of your like agency. It's just you don't have enough control over your own image.
I want to be on Worst Cooks in America.
That sounds
I'm putting
fun.
It out there right now. If anyone's listening,
Worst we'll cooks. To them. Worst cooks producers.
If I send you my application tape for Worst Cooks, yes. will you send it to them?
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
What's the worst thing you've
I
ever
I know
made?
You have all the connections. I can't make... I literally burn oatmeal.
That's
I can't,
amazing.
I can't make anything.
You sound like you'd be perfect.
I am perfect for
so what
the
happens
show.
To the oatmeal? You just like don't know. You like
then I'm like, oh, garbage.
Really dry.
Like I would have so much more money in my bank account if I could cook, I feel like, but I can't.
All right.
Zero.
Well, save. We'll forward it.
Help me.
So should we play? We play a game at the end.
Oh, I love games.
Okay, so we play Shoot, Fuck, Marry.
Oh, I love this game.
Great. We have a Bachelor edition, obviously.
Okay.
Here.
Cool.
Ben, Nick V, and Chris Harrison. Oh, we need to ask Chris Harrison.
Oh,
go ahead.
Does anybody want to date him?
Like on
probably
the show?
Everybody.
I not on my season.
There was no one like.
Is he really like around? Like, what does
no.
he do?
No, no, he's definitely
no.
not around.
Like when?
Where does he go?
He sits in his like, little like, interview thing.
He's
room.
Like close around somewhere. This is what I think. I don't actually know, but you know, like the rose ceremonies start at like 2 or 3 in the morning. So I bet
they do.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah,
so
they walk out and it's bright.
It's
out.
Bright out. Oh, the first night I got the first impression rose at 4 a.m. and we were in bed at 10 a.m.
Oh my god!
That, wow. That's why when they're walking outside, it's bright as day
Sounds
outside.
Like
yeah,
grease.
They hadn't slept yet. But I'm pretty sure they just text him like 30 minutes out, and they're like, "Hey,
show up.
Chris, it's time." And he'll come in his like car. I don't even know if he drives in a limo or a car. I don't
yeah.
even know.
Yeah, like,
and then
does,
he just
what
shows
he
up.
Do? Like, what is he? What is he like doing the whole season? Like while it's filming,
he's
is
just
he
traveling
just
with us
life?
And living life at the resort. Like there was one time
Chills.
We had
so
it.
Does
we had
the best job in America.
I think he does.
Okay.
And then one time we talked one time and he told me about mosquito repellent.
That's riveting.
And it was a big moment. I was like, whoa, Chris, just talk to me. I don't know him at
Chris
all.
Chris B. Harrison.
I don't think that he would like take more advantage in terms of.
I mean, it's
no,
not to
divorced.
Say that that doesn't, but I don't, it didn't happen. No one was interested in, he's not around enough to even
right.
like remotely be like, hey, Chris.
As far as we know.
Well, yeah.
Do you think there will, do you think The Bachelor will ever end?
Oh,
no.
Great question.
We I think
Aileen agrees.
I don't
think
either.
It. I think it is the show that will never. People will love it forever.
But what if something like happened?
That's
I
the
feel
only
like
way that I see
end.
It ending. If something like bad happens, but
no, I mean, no, nothing is going to end the show. Trust me. Nothing.
That's the craziest thing.
People
want
to keep
nothing
making money.
Is more permanent. Even
it
Seinfeld
gets bigger. It gets bigger and bigger.
Friends
and bigger
ended.
Every year.
Yeah, like everything ends.
I put money on it. It's never going to end.
Wow, that's crazy.
Even if Chris Harrison
don't short
like,
it, Sammy.
Retired, they'd find somebody else.
I'm going to short it.
You can't short it.
Something's going to happen. We got to think of something.
All right, well, let's play
okay,
Shoot,
Okay, yeah,
Marry,
Fuck, Kill. Oh,
yeah.
Shoot, fuck. We say Shoot, Fuck, Marry. Everybody has
shoot,
a
matter. Shoot, Fuck, Marry. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what the thing
ben,
is.
Ben, Nick, Chris.
Nick, and Chris. Well,
Harrison,
I would.
Not Sewell.
I would shoot Chris.
Bye-bye.
I would fuck Nick, and I would marry Ben.
Okay.
I think I would. Marry Ben.
Yeah. I would do all of those things. This isn't hard.
No, that one was pretty easy, honestly.
What if we throw in that guy, Kalen? Do you remember him?
The guy who came out in the
helicopter?
The helicopter
instead of Ben.
Wait, let's do bad people.
Okay.
What about like Chad?
Okay.
Chad.
That guy, Kalen. Remember him?
Chad, Kalen.
And
who was that guy who was like such a douchebag? He must be, was that the helicopter
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
Okay, Chad, Kalen, and.
Who sucked?
Oh,
I can't
God.
Remember.
Josh Murray?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's put Josh Murray.
Okay.
Okay, we have sex with
Kalen.
Yeah.
Kalen. Who is it?
Chad.
Chad.
Oh, Chad, Kalen, Josh. Okay. I would kill Kalen. Shoot Kalen.
Yeah.
I would fuck Chad. And I would marry Ew. Josh, but that's hard.
Yeah. That was more fun, you guys.
Yeah,
that was
more like fun. All bad. I feel like I would marry Josh too.
Yeah,
I think
like,
I would. I don't remember Kalen well enough, but I think I would probably fuck Kalen.
I feel like Kalen would set you up for a nice life.
Who did I fuck?
Wealthy.
Chad. I fuck Chad.
You fuck Chad.
I still don't fuck Chad. Yeah.
I just like can't get the image of him like his steroid veins popping out.
I'm into that.
Steroid veins.
Yeah.
Steroid veins like are turned on.
So you were smiling when you said I'd fuck Chad.
I fuck Chad. Yeah.
Even when he was just like.
No, Chad and I recently buried the hatchet. We're all good. We're friends. It's
wait,
fine.
You were fighting.
We were never fighting, but I think there was just this. He was like convinced that I talked shit about him on all these interviews, which like I never did. And
yeah,
He did for a time like harass me on Twitter a little bit, which pissed me off. Like he made fun of me a lot on Twitter.
He was like a little bit of a Donald Trump on Twitter.
He was a little bit like he'd be like, yeah, hey Olivia, we by the way, but your Twitter for your mouth has double the followers that your own personal one does.
Right.
And I was like, why would I care about that? Why is your whole life like about exposing people? Yeah. But I recently said, like, hey, like
Donald Trump.
You know, yeah, seriously, clean the slate. Who cares? I don't even know the guy. I've never seen him in person. Yeah. But I was like, just enough.
Does everyone know each other?
Did you have, like, meetups?
Well, I'm like, I
talk. Is there, like, a club?
I've talked about this before. Like, there are, but I'm not in the cool crowd, so I'm not involved in them. So, like, there was this big premiere thing in L.A., and, like, all the big guns, I call them, were there. Like, you know, the engaged people and the twins and all them.
The twins
were there. I don't know, whatever. But, like, I'm not invited to that stuff because I'm not. Because
you didn't want to go back.
Do you think it's because you don't speak to your producer?
No, I think it's just like in general, I give an air of like not caring anymore.
Yeah,
like
you want to get away from it, distance yourself.
I talk about it on podcasts and stuff because I like The Bachelor, but I didn't do the show to be in Bachelor Nation. Like my best friend is Izzy, and we don't even talk about the show.
Yeah.
Like
Izzy from the
from
last
Paradise, yeah.
And oh, so you like you do have like friends?
Oh my God, believe it or not,
you do like have friends.
Can I like list all the friends I had on my season? I had like 10 friends on my season. So
okay,
good. It's, it just doesn't fit the storyline to show me and Kayla being good friends. Doesn't
are
fit.
You? Oh, you are friends with Kayla?
Yeah, me, wait, Leah, Kayla.
Kayla, she almost Kayla. Won.
She was third, and then she was on Paradise with Jared.
Jared, Kayla,
and
Jared.
Ashley was upset. I mean,
everyone in New York, like, we do have kind of like a New York group. Yeah.
Do you have a WhatsApp?
No.
What
is a WhatsApp?
A WhatsApp chat.
What, why this can't you just have an iMessage?
Don't you use that when you're, like, abroad?
Yeah.
Why would I use that?
I don't know why I said WhatsApp.
iMessage
chat. Oh, my
chat.
God. No, we don't. We just kind of, like, I'll be like, oh, let's go to a club tonight, and then we'll, like, go dancing, and all right.
Okay.
Well, so we leave off with a note that you'd fuck Chad.
Hey, you guys.
Chad.
All right.
James
Taylor. I'm going to text him after this and be like, America's worst cooks. Don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah. All right. Well, do we have predictions? Maybe end off with some predictions?
Oh, yeah. Let's. Yeah, you guys first. I want to know.
Okay.
I think
Danielle
both.
But I don't think the maternal Danielle neonatal is going to go that
far.
Well,
she had like that music that made it seem like.
No, but I just liked her because she had a bob, okay?
Yeah, she had a
bob. I liked her
really
too.
Great.
She was really pretty
and
normal.
A great dress.
I mean, no one ever has bobs, so I liked it.
A lob.
Like, a lob. She had a lob.
Raven, maybe. They made.
I think she'd be great with Chris Soule. I don't know how to say his last name.
Souls.
Yeah.
On the phone.
Those are great. Those are great guesses.
You know, is that why you're looking at us? Like
no, I have a theory. See, I look at editing differently, but yeah. I just,
I'm sure.
Like based on the first impression rose is really bad luck. So sorry, Rachel, but you're not going to win. Like the likelihood is
we didn't think
slim.
She was going to win anyway.
I didn't really see that much chemistry.
I think he was just doing that to prove that he's not into the like here for just the models.
I think
which is
they
why
had
the
a
model.
Deeper like a conversation than others. Like they did get into family and. Jobs, which like Ben and I, our first conversation, I opened up about family and jobs,
and
so I feel
things.
Like and very smart things. So I feel like the conversation might have just been a little bit different than like the gimmicks or the tokens or just a kiss. Like it was a little different. I feel like so he might have gotten
so
to know her just more than other people.
Right.
But I think
didn't quote Carrie Bradshaw.
I think it's definitely gonna. Right now I think it's Vanessa.
Vanessa, I see it, I guess.
I don't.
I didn't
think she'll
it.
Come up like maybe third or fourth, third.
I see her going far. I think he's right now, they're making it look like, oh, he might not. She's ready for marriage, I think. She gives the vibes.
Yeah.
And I think he is
like
ready.
Corinne, you mean?
Like Corinne is so ready to walk down the aisle like tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's.
No,
needs
I just
to move
thought Vanessa was
house.
Really put together. I think she. Definitely after Rachel had like the best conversation with him, I felt like. Right. And
she was like a real person.
Yeah, she was just herself. I think she's very grounded and centered and cultured. And I feel like she will work for him, like ground him.
I don't see them together because she's like kind of like teacher for special needs kids. She's like speaks all these languages and he's like so model and from LA.
It depends if
I
he actually
he
does
really
want to get married
like
or
that.
Not. That's
I
what
do.
I don't.
Do you think he wants to get married or he just wants to like have a girlfriend and like have
that just like I read an interview with him recently that was like, are you ready for marriage? And he's like, I'm definitely like open to it.
I'm not ready.
Yeah. And for me, that was a weird, I was like, because when I was getting asked that question, I was like, hell yeah, I'm ready. Why would I be doing this if I'm not like open to it? I'm ready. Let's do it. You know, I want to find the right person. So for someone who's that in the lead, who's in his 30s to be like, I'm open to it. It just seemed a little bit like off to me, but I don't know him personally.
Maybe
I've never
he's
met
afraid
him.
To be vulnerable because of I his see. Success rate so far.
What do you mean? Like,
he doesn't want to seem too like invested in like just getting married because maybe he would feel like, oh, maybe like he's okay. Because there's a limited number of contestants who he could ultimately end up with. And if none of them work, and it's possible that like of these 30 people, none of them work, it's completely possible.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't want to probably seem like too obsessed with like just picking for the sake of picking.
I don't know. I think the relationship is doomed anyway because he's gonna be like, there's so much pressure for it to work that like he's just
He definitely like, I think he's very sensitive to what people think about him, and he's like very image focused, which is fine. I kind of wish I was like that, but I'm not.
No, you don't want to be like that.
No,
there's an extreme.
Yeah, I hope that it works because God knows he can't do another show. But there wasn't anyone the first night that stood out as like a potential for him. And I think it's because like all the four seasons he's done, I feel like his type has gotten kind of convoluted. Like I can't even name
someone
who would work for him because like, yeah, they've all looked similar, but they've all been like, Andy's very headstrong and like aggressive. And then Caitlin's like a jokester and sarcastic. Jen is on the quieter side.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to be like, this girl is definitely going to be with Nick, because for me, it's all convoluted. I have no idea what his type is.
The problem may be that he doesn't really know himself.
I don't think
and
he does either.
Why he's like,
no.
And that's why, like, even when those guys were giving him like the advice in the beginning, they were like, be yourself. But like, when I first met Nick, like, I didn't know if I liked
be yourself.
Him.
But like, you were kind of a douchebag when I first met you, and now like, I kind of like you a little better. But like, whatever.
But not that much.
Right. That's why he's kind of a douche, because I feel like he doesn't really like know.
I'm curious to see, because on like, I've been asked this today, like, who do you think's gonna win? And I'm like, I literally have no idea, just because I have no idea who's right for him.
Right.
Yeah.
At all.
Imagine if he proposes and gets rejected. I feel like
like at this point I think Corinne could win. Honestly.
No, she's too much of
she
like
lives
not
with parents. I feel like that's not
I think
I don't
she's
know if that
gonna
matters to him though. That's what's crazy. I don't know what matters
Does
to
anything
Nick.
Matter to
I don't know what matters to him because I feel like I don't know him.
Right.
Which is weird because he's been on for four seasons, but like
I agree.
There's
I don't, like,
never been like
get him.
This is Nick.
Like, I get Ben Higgins.
He's like the opposite. Like, where the, you know those girls will change themselves for the guy so that they can just get married? That's him now.
It's just confusing. I don't know. I've realized right now in this moment that I don't know Nick and I don't know what he wants.
Nick if you're listening, tell us who you are.
Nick, can you like, do a podcast and just talk about what you like and like what you don't like
or just
and what you like
or like whatever.
Yeah, tweet
like, don't
maybe
be
I'm
afraid.
The only one here, but I just feel like he's kind of like a mystery that you know,
he's a mystery to himself.
I think he is. This is like, that's. I knew we would get really existential at some point here. I knew we were going to be really thinking smart things here.
Okay, well, on that note,
we can talk about smart things.
We can
anytime.
Talk about smart things forever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we gotta go.
Bye.
And you gotta go.
Do I?
Well. Ow, my ear headphones are falling off.
I already know what I'm going to name this podcast.
Wait, can you tell me now?
What is it?
Let's talk about smart things with Olivia.
Oh, yes! Queen.
Right. Don't forget to tell all of your friends to listen to our podcast, Betch Slapped. It's, what is it? How do you get there? Betches.co/slapped.
iTunes.
Where else?
Stitcher, SoundCloud.
Tell me more, Sammy.
Those are all the places.
Okay, and email us at slapped at, no. Betch no.
Slap at betches.com.
Slap
there
at betches.
So many. Yeah.
We always get very confused with this every week.
It's like maybe that's a bad thing.
You guys
sign.
Just Google some stuff and you'll find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know where to find us.
Just Google stuff.
And follow Olivia.
Follow Olivia.
Follow ya. Hey guys.
At where?
My at is at Olivia Caridi, Caridi.
Take that, Chad. She's going to have more followers
Chad.
Than her mouth.
We still going to fuck, Chad. We still going to fuck. Just kidding. Just kidding, you guys. It's not going to happen.
All right. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.